أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It was really a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us in order to sit down and discuss the enlightening, gleaming Al-Wahy al-Ilahi chapter of Al-Layl, of the night. And we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to show us an important of an issue, He had swore by the night, by the day, and by the males and females, means everything in this world. And He said that those who have the following three characteristics, they give their time and effort and money in order for worship, to do obedience. They prevent themselves, taqwa, wattaqa, they prevent themselves from doing bad or vices, for instance, or going to bad places. And if they believed in the reward of the hereafter, bilhusna, the good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make life easy for them. And then those who are the opposite, such as, for instance, they don't give their time and effort in order to good deed, and they follow their own desires. In other words, they don't prevent themselves by doing haram. They do whatever they self want. And they say that the reward is a lie. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the life difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also said, He said, if you do one good deed, this is a belief. You have to believe. You believe in Allah's words, as the hadith said from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, whatever he said, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, whatever comes out of his mouth is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is only the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a different format. Not in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is Al-Wahy al-Ilahi. The rest, the Sunnah, is وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, is a different form of a wahy. So whatever he does is right. Now, he said, you believe that if you do one deed, I may not only give you 10, I may not only give you 100, I may up-level it to 100,000. For instance, he give $1, I give 100,000. Who is capable of doing that but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The rest of us are capable of doing something with His, Allah's power, with Allah's richness. He gave us, we give. So if you believe in that, life will be easier for you. If you don't believe in that, life will be tougher for you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. A continuation of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said. Allah is swearing, so He's showing us now what He wants us to say by also explaining that. Okay, now said the good people are those people, the bad people are those people, but إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى, we are the one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, surely I You know, the word ala means I will write upon myself. Who can write anything upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is the most powerful of all. No one can even go a step outside of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fated for him. But Allah can write something upon himself. Inna alayna lal huda. What I will do is this, that I will write upon myself to give the guidance. I will give you the guidance. Inna alayna lal huda. The guidance toward the good deed. And also, I own not only the al-akhirah, but also here. So if you are good, I may give you both worlds, here and hereafter. SubhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the first group. Now these are warnings. Although it has been said in kind words, but it is warning. The next ayah will show us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, listen, if you're good, I am the owner of both worlds. Now number one, I will show you the way, the good deed. And number two, I am the owner of both here and the hereafter. So I could give both of them to you. And then, فَأَنذَرْتَكُمْ I now. This is the ultimate sultan, the ultimate kingdom. Allah, the owner and the king of everything. He's saying, فَأَنذَرْتَكُمْ I give you a warning. إِنذَار in Arabic means warning. I give you a warning. A fire that is burning, flaming. فَأَنذَرْتَكُمْ فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى. Brothers, this is very scary. Yes, subhanAllah. The Lord is speaking. When someone reads the Holy Quran and realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking, Allah is saying, I give you a warning. There is a hellfire. Do you think that someone should take it lightly and say it is a lie? Astaghfirullah. God lies. Why does God need to lie? Lying is for a person who is afraid of something. Why would a person lie? Let alone Allah, the one that's saying, I own everything. If you own it, come and show me. And he is saying, فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى. For whom? I have set it up. لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى. For those tyrants, for those corrupt, for those bad people, for those who do evil, لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى. And they persist on doing that. الذي كذب وتولى. What is their characteristics? It is the one that he says, it is a lie. And he turned his back and went away. SubhanAllah. You know, just like, if you remember the story of Abu Dahdah in the last section, he said, that is a lie. What are you giving me? If he really believed that Rasulullah truly will give him with a tree that is going to die, and he himself is going to die, 10 trees in the heaven. SubhanAllah, he should have believed in it, but because he did not believe in it, he did not accept the offer. You know, can you believe if someone is telling you, well, if you give me this tomorrow, I'll give you, instead of your $10, $100. If you believe in him, you will give him. It's only 24 hours, I will wait. But if you don't believe in him, you don't give it to him. Isn't that right? Everybody is that way. Why people, even in a more general way, they refuse credit because they don't believe that they are telling the truth by they want to pay it back, or maybe they can't. Also, sometimes they can't now, but not everybody, God forbid, is a liar or you know, capable. Not everybody is credited as being bad because you know he is a liar. But if a person says, "You give me that, it's worth a dollar. Tomorrow, I am going to receive my good check, and I will give you, instead of that $1, I give you $100. If you believe in him, yes, you will give him. And maybe you give him too. But if you don't believe, you will not." He's saying, Abu Dahdah did not believe Rasulullah. And Rasulullah said, "For one tree, I will give you gardens and gardens, many gardens." He didn't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he took off. So, those people, Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them a warning. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the good people, inshallah. Inshallah, it is you and me, inshallah ta'ala. I said, وَسَيَجَنِّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. Those who are pious, those who are virtuous, those who are good deeders, and they prevent themselves from the bad deed, I will take it away. I will also prevent them, because they were preventers, because they were muttaqi in this dunya. I will make the hellfire away from them. I will prevent them from going to hellfire. But who are they? الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. Those who clean their money from the bad evil that's in it. You know that if a year passed, for instance, everything that you own extra, you have to pay the 1/5 of it. If you had a farm, land, or you know, like you have sheep or plants of some sort, like raisins, like you know, barley and so forth, you know, or gold or something, you have to pay zakat on it. So we have zakat, we have khums, we have to pay these yearly. If you did not, if I did not, if anyone did not pay the khums or zakat of his money is dirty. You gotta make tazkiyah. Tazkiyah means clean. You gotta clean his money. In other words, there are money within your money that doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the poor people. They are suffering because of you. الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. Truly, no one can have a reward. No one can be given a reward except for the sake of Allah. We have to think. Now, when we give something, it is not only that we have to give, but also we have to intend that this is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will make it purely for the sake of God, not for sake of something else. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna sa'yakum lashatta." When you try something, try for the sake of God. When you give something, give it for the sake of God, purely for the sake of God. Because He is the only one that can give you the reward by himself with his power. No one else, everyone else, we give it with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that was given to us, not only given to us, but also given to us the permission to give, then we kept. Given to us the capability of giving to someone else, then we can give. Otherwise, we can't give anything to anyone. Ya subhanAllah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, He can. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. Only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you do, the exerting efforts, the good deeds, the piety when you stop yourself from doing something, when you don't go to a certain place, or you do go to a certain place, or you give something, or you don't give something, always let it be ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى. Only, purely for the sake of God. Your intention is only for the sake of God. This intention, subhanAllah, is extremely important in Islam. You know, a lot of people, they have even looks. Why they're looking? One look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give him rewards for. Another look, it may be a sin, God forbid. A look. So that is why intention is very important. The power of intention is extremely important. Intention is so powerful that with the same deed, you may gain heaven, or with the same deed, a person will may gain the hellfire. God forbid. Even if it's a giving. So, إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. It is so important. وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And if a person does these for the sake of Allah, purely for the sake of Allah, gives for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets him go to heaven, and not only lets him go to heaven, but he will be satisfied. He will be in acceptance. It is not, you know, dissatisfaction, discontent. He will say, he will be content. What do you want? For whatever that you have done, Allah will give you not 100, not 1,000, not 10,000. Maybe infinity. Maybe you connect yourself to the generosity of an infinite Allah. Allah will give you infinity. Wouldn't that cause you to be satisfied, to be in content? That is heaven. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer and closer to His gleaming, enlightening words. Al-Wahy al-Ilahi lahu al-Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to the teachers of the Holy Quran, Ahlul Bayt, the pure Ahlul Bayt, Salamullahi alayhim ajma'in, so we can be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma.